Test 64, Section 3, Question 20. Here we're looking for the principle, if valid, would justify the reasoning in which one of the following. So they're going to give us a principle, and then they're going to say, what does that strengthen? Basically, it means we need a scenario that matches the if-then that's created by the principle. So what our principle is one should not play a practical joke on someone if, okay, so here's the if conditions, shows contempt for that person, or if one believes it might bring significant harm to that person. Okay, so the two if conditions that we're going to have to meet are that it shows contempt or if it might bring harm. Okay, so either one of those happening says don't play the joke. So answer choice A says, I should not have played that practical joke on you yesterday, even though it was not contemptuous. Okay, I should have realized that it would bring significant harm to someone. Now this seems good, but the problem is it says significant harm to someone. And it needs to be significant harm to that person. And it's also saying I should have realized when it really is dependent on believing that it would bring harm. So A doesn't really work. I have no reason to think the practical joke I want to play would harm anyone. Doesn't hurt. So, since the joke would show no contempt for the person the joke is played on, it would not be wrong for me to play it. Now, the problem with this is, with the if-then, it doesn't mean if we don't meet either of those conditions, it's not wrong, or we should play it. That's a bad if-then, and so B is going backwards on the arrow. C, because of the circumstances, it would be wrong for me to play the joke. Okay, well, that's the right conclusion. We just need to have either contempt or harm to the person. Even though it would not show contempt for anyone, it could easily bring you significant harm. Well, that matches up, because it's saying if you believe that it might bring significant harm, then you shouldn't play it, and if it could easily bring harm, then you believe that it could. So C is great. D, it would have been wrong for me to play the joke that I intended to play on you. I didn't have reason to think that it would significantly harm anyone. I did think that it would show contempt for someone, and again, that has the same problem as A, and then it's contempt for someone, not contempt for that person. And then E, someone was harmed. Thus, even though I did not show contempt for the person I played the joke on, I shouldn't have played it. Again, the problem is it's harming someone, not necessarily that person. So answer choice C is going to be our correct one.